comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
ABC's next live musical is one that breaks my heart. Find out what it is and who should be cast in it coming up. But first, this show comfortably won Tuesday night's TV ratings with a whopping 14.4 million total viewers. Dave? The question is, what is Jeopardy greatest of all time? James Holzhauer won last night's match, so the winning continues tonight.
I can't watch it anymore. I watched it last night, yeah. And as fascinating as it is, because you love watching these people.
And they're entertaining.
Oh, they're
right?
Good.
Like, even though these guys are so stinking smart, they're fun to watch because they all get along so well together.
Yeah, and even there's one question, James Holzhauer got it right. And even though he's from Vegas, I think he maybe is a Chicago Bears fan, because the answer, he was like, the answer is Green Bay. And then he went, boo.
Oh, how like, funny. Oh, yeah, and you can appreciate that because you're from Chicago.
Yeah, my team sucks. But it's funny how they ask the questions and the answers, it could be in Swahili and I would have just as much chance of understanding it.
Right.
These guys are so brilliant. It's
they
really
are.
Fun.
They're wicked smart.
Yeah.
So it continues tonight and then it will also go into next week because the person who wins the $1 million has to win two matches and a match is each night's show. So, so we already have James just won last night and Ken Jennings won the night before.
Yes, they're tied at one, yeah.
So it will continue. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are taking a step back from the royal family. This is big news. They released a statement saying they've been talking about this for a long time. They're taking a step back as senior members of the royal family. They want to work to become financially independent while continuing to support Her Royal Majesty, the Queen. Mm-hmm. They are moving to Canada. Yeah, so that they can raise their son and they can still have the same traditions and still give him the same feel of what it is to be a royal, but kind of doing it on their own. They're carving out a new thing.
Man, what a weird new world we live in, huh?
I know. And I'm sure that England is bonkers right now. Yeah. And I feel terrible for Meghan Markle because they cannot be happy that they just lost their prince.
Yeah, they weren't happy in the first place with this whole thing. And then they had that documentary like a month or two ago where she talked about how unhappy she was.
Right,
and now
this. The interview, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel bad for her, really, because I think that there's no way she really knew what she was getting herself into.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that drama. And then finally, ABC's next live musical. It is ripping my heart out that they're doing this.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
It's Young Frankenstein. You know, it's a Mel Brooks movie.
Right.
Mel Brooks plans on being involved to produce the show. But it just, I mean, no one can take the place of Gene Wilder. So
no.
Those are going to be big shoes to fill.
Yeah, every single time it's on. It's not on that often, but every time you're flipping through and it's randomly on, I don't know, USA or something at 3 a.m, like, you got to watch it, right?
You have to.
Yeah.
Terry Garr as Frau
Blücher.
Yeah, and the guy that was, what's his name? Everybody Loved Raymond's father.
Yeah, played the monster.
Peter Boyle, right?
Yeah.
So Gene Wilder has passed. Peter Boyle died. Terry Garr, I'm sure, is still alive, but I mean, she's not...
I just checked. She's 75.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good on you, Terry. So who do you put in there? Who could possibly fill those roles?
If I were to cast it, playing the doctor, the Gene Wilder role, I think Jack Black would be hysterical.
Dave!
Don't you think he would be perfect?
I just got chills.
Really? Because you can picture it, right?
I could see that. And it wouldn't be like him trying to be Gene Wilder. It would just, he would bring a whole, I'm getting really emotional. All right, so who else? You're on a roll, Dave.
All right, cast as Igor or Igor. Steve Buscemi.
I don't think he would do it,
but
he naturally looks like him.
That's what I thought of. What's the only human being on the planet that looks like him?
My chest.
for the monster? Just because he's so massive, Joel Embiid.
Oh, okay.
Especially if he can make his finger back to that weird dislocated angle that it was the other day. All right, so we got Embiid, Buscemi, Jack Black.
Joel. You're so random. It doesn't matter if they even have any acting credentials.
None at all. So for, what's the girl's name? Terry Garr?
Frau Blücher,
I narrowed it down to three women. Number one, because she's still alive, just Terry Garr again.
Yeah.
Number two, just for obvious reasons, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, but you could do better.
Number three, Andy Summers.
I think Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah, Scarlett Johansson. Okay, yeah. Right. I changed my vote.
I'm just, I feel like she would be.
Yeah. She could really get in a character. Yeah, yeah, that would be perfect.
I don't know. We'll see. That is ideal. Oh, that is super exciting. All right. Coming up in the next X-Files, let's see. What do we have coming up? Oh, my gosh. Kelsey Ballerini. We have got to talk about this. So at 8:37, you're going to find out just what an amazing human being she is and the incredible impact that she has on middle schoolers.
Excellent. Andy's X-Files brought to you by KGLSkinStudyCenter.com. Participate in a paid clinical trial today.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
My haters are laughing. Ugh, I don't know. Dave, I don't know. You have no idea what goes on between these ears.
If I could spend 5 minutes in there.
All right, let's talk about the big story today. Oh, and we've got a Bachelor update, because even though there's only been one episode, we've had a Bachelor sighting. So that's coming up. But first, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are taking a step back from the royal family. They're moving to Canada. They said they've been thinking about this for a long time. They want to be able to raise their son, and just I think they just want some peace and quiet. So they said they will live financially secure, like independent. So they're not going to be taking money from the Queen and living in Canada. They're going to do their own thing and live there like almost real people.
Wow.
In Canada.
What a good place to be. As you said before, even though Meghan Markle has been kind of in the spotlight with her acting career, she was never prepared for what the British press was going to do.
No. Or just everything. I think that there's so much pressure on the royals that we can't comprehend, because it's so different over here. Right. So I think she thought that she would be able to handle it, and I don't think that she can. I feel really bad for her. I think that she's really getting a bad rap in all of this. I mean, I probably would feel the same way if I were British and I were like, yeah, foreigner taking our royal
away.
Yeah, like that's a big deal to them. You know, so maybe it's Harry's fault, but he's so cute. Who could blame him? You know what I mean? So it's a whole thing. Those British. Let's talk a little bit about one of my favorite people, Kelsey Ballerini, who is such an absolute sweetheart. So she has this 12-year-old fan in middle school who wrote her a letter, like hand wrote a letter, saying that she was feeling really sad because people were saying nasty things about her once she got to middle school. But listening to Kelsey's songs changed her world. She said, as a matter of fact, she loves the song Homecoming Queen so much that she might try out for America's Got Talent and sing that.
Wow.
That's how much she loves it.
That's
so
awesome.
Kelsey wrote back saying on Instagram, she took a picture of the letter and then said, hey, Ellie from Colorado, I can't find your address to write you back, so I thought I would respond here. So she went on to explain how middle school was also really hard for her, being Kelsey. She said, you know, it's a time when everybody's starting to discover who they are. It's awkward. It's emotional. And it's unfortunate the way that some people handle that and make other people feel badly. She says, so try your best to breathe through it. Let it roll off you. And please, please, that it's not your weight to carry. It will make you stronger and full of grace. I promise that middle school will be over before you know it. So just hang in there, my little homecoming queen. Sending you so much love and light. Like, I think
look at you.
So beautiful. Yeah. You know, like how meaningful that she took the time to write such a nice.
Yeah, that is super cool.
No, that's awesome. We love Kelsey Ballerini. All right, now on to The Bachelor. All right, so there's only been one episode. We know all of the people that are in it and who auditioned, and there they are. And now Peter Weber gave away some roses.
Hannah Brown's back in the house.
It's
right?
A
There's
whole
all
thing.
Sorts of
it's
things
a whole
going
thing. But
and
he,
I'm disappointed that I even know that, by the way. Thanks,
yeah,
Andy.
Hannah Brown, you got it, man. But he was seen this past October walking along with one of the women from this season of The Bachelor. Right. So they recorded this a long time ago. So Peter was spotted with Victoria.
I don't know which one that is.
There were a couple. So this is Victoria Fuller. She was one of the criers. Whoops.
I recognize her. Yep. Yeah.
Super cute, really little. Dark complexion, yeah. Dark hair, brown eyes, like just adorable. Mm-hmm. She seems really likable and stuff. But yeah, they were like holding hands and stuff.
It's got to be so tough for them to avoid the spotlight filming this months ahead of time.
Sure.
I mean, there's no way. This day and age, everyone's snapping pictures and video.
Right. And everybody knows who Peter is because he was on the last one.
Right.
So you're almost asking for it, ABC. Like, you're asking for some of this to get leaked because you can't expect these people to just live underground for months until you decide to air the show.
Although, as you've said many times, like regarding the Hannah Brown thing, this is a TV show, so maybe ABC knows what they're doing with little leaks
That's
here and there,
true.
Right?
Oh, gosh, Dave. So do you think it was planted? I don't know. Look, here's a picture of Warner Bikini.
That's it. I need that pic. Hold, give me your computer.
No, that's disgusting. So we'll see what happens Monday on The Bachelor.
Andy, I'm going to hold up a piece of paper. You tell me if you want to talk about this now or in 10 minutes.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that.
You
do
this now?
Let's do this now. Should we do this now?
Yes, do it now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so there's... God,
major concert announcement.
Announcement.
Friday, June 9th, BB&T Pavilion. Zach Brown Band!
Yay!
It's the OWL Tour Spring 2020, which by that time will be Summer 2020. Tickets are going to go on sale next Friday morning, 10 a.m. So get your tickets for the Zach Brown Band.
Love the Zach Brown Band.
They're so
That's
great.
Awesome. Andy's X-Files brought to you by KGLSkinStudyCenter.com. Participate in a paid clinical trial today.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.